Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your Spirit, for revelation knowledge that flows far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we thank God revelation knowledge is going to flow today. We're talking about the joy of our salvation, or rather the joy of salvation. And it should be the joy of our salvation. If you're a believer, we've looked at Psalms 51, verse 12, and David says, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." We said in Romans chapter 1, 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." Praise God, we ought not to be ashamed of the gospel, the good news. Praise God, it's the power of God unto salvation. And the word salvation implies at least five different things and that are very important. Not just going to heaven. The first we talked about was deliverance. Yes, I'm delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. That implies, I know, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that I'm going to heaven because I don't have to hope so. I know so because I believe in my heart, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10. And I speak with my mouth, Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. There's no question about it. And I think that's one thing a lot of people, believe it or not, in this day and time, Christians, are not settled on. Well, get settled on that fact and then understand that, you know, I always wish somebody had told me this when I got saved. They didn't know. It was a lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. But praise God, we can be delivered, walk in safety, preservation, healing and soundness when we receive Jesus as our Lord. It's all of that's for us. We've talked about deliverance, and we've talked about that for a couple of sessions. And now we're going to look at Psalms 91, verse 4, and we're talking about safety. Let me pull my other translation over here. Psalms 91, verse 4, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." Praise God. Verse 5. Well, we'll stop over this verse 4 right now. Verse 4. Where was it? Not Psalm 91, 4. "His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you." Okay? That's safety and preservation. "You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm." I looked up the word preservation in a dictionary, an English dictionary, and it says this: to keep from injury, peril, or harm, to defend, praise God, to keep in perfect or unaltered condition, to remain unchanged, to keep or maintain intact. God is keeping you from injury, peril, or harm, praise God. We have just heard so many testimonies of people who have stood on Psalm 91, and harm has come all around them in different places in different ways, but praise God, they've been defended, and God will defend you. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you will be shown to be in the wrong. Why? Because of salvation. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to be concerned. Remember, Pat Ray used to say, Bible teacher used to say, concern is a nice word for worry. You don't have to worry. You're safe and you're preserved with God. Verse 5, Psalm 91:5 says this: "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day." And verse 10 says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling." Verse 5 from the Passion Translation. We're talking about preservation now. Salvation means preservation. Not just going to heaven, but deliverance, safety, and preservation. Verse 5 says, "You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you." Like verse 6, don't fear a thing. "Whether by night or day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you." Listen, demonic spirits are real. Demonic spirits are from the devil. They're bad spirits. But good spirits are real. Angels, they are real too, just as real, more real. Because angels walk in truth and demons walk in lies. That's interesting. Hadn't thought about that much. All right. So we are totally preserved because of salvation. So you're protected because of the angels of God around you. Why? Because you're saved. They're sent forth to minister for or to those who are heirs of salvation. That's you and me. All right. So you're preserved. Praise God. I don't know about in other countries, but in America, we have something called jelly, or it can be called preserves. It's preserved. That fruit and that substance is preserved as long as that lid is closed on the jar. So keep the lid closed. Stay sealed. Praise God. All right. You are sealed. So stay there. All right. Where are we? Verse 10. Where are we down? Down here, verse 10. Psalm 91:10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. I'm going to read verse 9 and 10 from the Passion Translation. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded, we're preserved, safe and preserved. Why? Because of salvation, from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? Let's believe God. In the midst of pandemics, in the midst of all sorts of things, just stand on the word. Do your best to believe God. Do what you need to do in the natural, and whatever your God leads you to do in the natural, but at the same time, believe God. So stand on the word. You're preserved. Praise God. Evil can't prevail against you. Disease cannot infect you when you're claiming it by the word of God and believing God. Now listen, I don't know about you, but sometimes sickness and disease, they've tried to attach itself to me, but I realize they're lies. And you can realize the same thing. We're going to talk about healing next time. So realize that salvation implies deliverance, safety, and preservation. Father God, we thank you that we're standing on your word for safety and preservation. We're preserved. We're kept intact. Father God, we thank you for that, that you protect us and that no harm will come to us as we believe you. And we thank you for that, Father. And Father, for those who thinks disease and sickness and harm has come to, and as it tries to in all of our lives, we thank you there's no condemnation. We thank you we're free and that you're leading and guiding us each step of the way. And you love us no matter what happens. We thank you for that, Father, that we can love you and look to you. In Jesus' name, help us. Give us more revelation of what salvation means and how to act on it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.